when your health matters, when you need information you can trust, Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by CopperTouch, is there for you. Now, here is your host, Linda Pavick.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by CopperTouch, a lifetime of germ protection. Your Cleaner on the Go with CopperTouch. I am your host, Paul Frazier, and I'm here with my co-host, Linda Pavick. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great, Paul.
Great. Our special guest today here is Sandra Beck. How are you doing, Sandra?
Great, Paul and Linda. Happy to be here.
Great. Thanks for joining us. Linda, why don't we tell people what CopperTouch really is about, what we do, how it is such a unique product.
Absolutely, Paul. CopperTouch, you can find us at coppertouch.com, CopperTouch.com. And what we have are two products that are handheld. You rub them on your hands, the copper item, on your hands for 60 seconds, and it kills 95% of all the germs and viruses on your hands. Copper is naturally antimicrobial. Therefore, it is killing the germs. The way it does it is copper activates when it is with friction, rubbing on your hands, and then that ruptures the membrane of the viruses and the germs, and they die. It's actually, I'm making it very simple science. You can make it complicated if you want to, but if you look it up, you'll see that that's how copper kills germs. It's a naturally antimicrobial property. So you'll probably hear a lot in the media or out on the internet where copper just on a surface, they talk about surfaces a lot and they say, well, a copper surface or a wood surface or a stainless steel surface, and you'll hear copper kills in 4 hours, whereas the others are 24 hours or 2 days or whatever.
Because there's no friction.
There's no friction.
Right.
And copper is much faster because it's activating and it's rupturing the germs.
So that's why it's so quick.
That's correct.
In there, you rub it in there, and it gets right in there in 60 seconds. So
yes. So we actually think of CopperTouch as hand sanitizers.
Right. Yeah. Well, copper is a unique product. Copper itself is very important to us. But, you know, Sandra, have you used our CopperTouch products?
Oh, my gosh. I own, like, five or six different, you know, between the bars and the discs, because they're just so handy and they're so easy to use, and they're really good to use with your kids. And, you know, they're pretty and they're interesting and they feel nice. Like, I like the way my skin feels after I use them much, much better than, you know, when I use a liquid soap or hand sanitizer. And I know there's a place for both of those or all three of those. But boy, when you're stuck somewhere and you can't get to water and you can just pull out one of these little copper, they look like bars of soap, they're terrific.
Yeah, that's one good thing about this product is that you don't have to have water. You can just, like Linda was saying, you can scrub it on your hands for a minute and make sure you get through all of your hand and in between and everything, all over your hand. And it is really something. Now, I want you guys to know out there that you're going to have to keep listening throughout many podcasts, because we have a very, very important announcement to make about testing, and it's going to be a lot of interesting news and a lot of great news for people out there who want to know about certain things that CopperTouch can kill. And so that'll be coming up very shortly. This is really bombshell news, I'm telling you.
I agree, Paul.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about some trivia about copper, because I think one of the things we want to get across to people is what an important element copper really is. And I think it's an element that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. We think about gold, we think about silver, we think about jewelry, we think about all these kinds of things, but copper is really an important element, being that it's one of the only naturally antimicrobial elements, with the exception of bronze and brass, which are also antimicrobial. But copper is the king of antimicrobial elements. So we're going to just talk a little bit about different trivia things about copper. It's found in many parts of the world.
It usually comes from copper ore, but small amounts are occasionally found in distorted cubic crystal chunks. The Keweenaw Peninsula near Lake Superior in Michigan is one of the most likely places to find the copper. So,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, copper is actually mined. So the ore is first mined, then put through a series of processes to refine and purify the copper.
Do you know where the Keweenaw Peninsula is in Michigan?
I think it might be in northern Michigan, but I'm not sure.
Wow, cool. Unbelievable. So the USA is the second largest producer of copper in the world. The largest copper mine is found in, wow, I did not know this, Utah.
Did you know that, Sandra?
No, I didn't. You know, I knew about Michigan and the UP because there's a place called Copper County, you know, and it's way up in the north by Lake Superior. So that's where I figured it would be. I would never have guessed Utah.
Right, and there's other major mines in Arizona and Michigan, New Mexico and Montana, and I didn't know that either.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know Utah. I didn't know that was such a hot spot for copper.
No, you know? I didn't either. I didn't either. In South America, and also in Canada, and parts of Russia and Africa.
So wow.
Those are the hot spots.
So there's copper all over the place.
Right. Those are the hot spots
of copper.
So Paul and Sandra, here's a question to think about. Will we ever run out of copper?
I hope not. I hope not, because it's been used all over the world for a lot of stuff. So, however, copper can be regarded as one of the few metals that is fully sustainable. By this, I mean that we should never run out of copper, ever. We should, I hope not. The demand for copper is growing, and this may lead to shortages in the future until new deposits can be mined economically.
So both of you, the question I would have based on this then, when Paul says that the demand of copper is really growing, Sandra, what reasons do you think the demand is growing?
Well, you know, I think about houses, you know, and I think about, like, you used copper wire, copper pipes, and, you know, and then, you know, for the few medical procedures I've had, I've seen a lot of copper, you know, used in the things, you know, that they use. You know, you can see it. So, I don't know, the medical industry, maybe?
Absolutely. What do you think, Paul?
Where is copper used most?
Why is the demand going so high?
Because I think there's a lot of people out there in the construction world that are building a lot of houses, and I think copper is used, like, in plumbing and stuff like that. So,
and see, I think the demand is going so high because hospitals and medical facilities are starting to realize that if they don't start to use a naturally antimicrobial properties, like in bed rails, on the eating trays, in the operating rooms. Mm. That they're going to have much more spread of infections.
Yeah, and, you know, I didn't realize how much we use copper in this world. I mean, I know it's great for our health and everything, but, boy, I tell you what, if they would just, and I keep on saying this, if they would just keep on using copper throughout the whole world, I don't think anybody would be sick.
No, well, there's definite proof. If you look up online, you'll find there's a couple research doctors, surgeons,
yeah,
that are using copper in their operating rooms. And they have,
yeah,
it is just astonishing the results that they've had on no infections.
Right.
Little or no infections.
Yeah.
I don't want to say never,
nope,
but little or no infections.
So do you guys know how much copper is left in the world? How about you, Linda? Do you have any idea? Well, that's kind of a large statement.
Well, I actually have something written here that shows me that the copper that's left in the world, U.S. the world, right? Not the,
yep,
U.S.
Right.
It exceeds 5 million tons. So we've got lots of copper left in the world.
Wow. 5 million tons. That's a lot of copper. So
I think it's actually 5,000 million tons to be, I think it's actually.
5, yeah, 5,000 million tons. There you go.
Right.
Yep, yep. So how is copper found in nature? Anybody got a clue out there? Sandra?
I collect a lot of rocks. You know, I collect a lot of fossils because I grew up, you know, kind of in, you know, the area that you could literally just go in the lakes and stream beds. And I know that you can find little teeny nuggets of copper in rivers and streams. But if you want a big chunk of it, I don't know where to go for that.
Utah, right?
Utah. Go to Utah.
That's where we'll find big chunks of it.
Well, I think it goes in veins, doesn't it? Isn't it like veins, like these big hydrothermal veins that have the copper in there?
Well, yes, the greatest source is in minerals. And there are two minerals that I really don't know how to pronounce. I'll give it a try. Chalcopyrite and bornite.
Okay.
Obtained from these ores and minerals by smelting. And
smelting, what is that, I wonder?
Smelting is a process. That's all I know. It's a process.
That's great. Well, you guys, as we're going to be cutting here to break, I want to make sure that you guys realize that you have to stay tuned to this Cleaner on the Go radio because we have a very important message coming up sooner and sooner, hopefully very soon, about our product Copper Touch. And it's, like I said, it's groundbreaking. So,
and we're going to do a whole show on it once we can announce it publicly.
There you go. So thanks for listening to Cleaner on the Go Radio. My name is Paul Frazier and Linda Pavick is here. So we'll be right back with more Cleaner on the Go Radio right after this. And you can check us out at coppertouch.com and 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. We'll be right back right after this with more Cleaner on the Go Radio.
Cleaner on the Go Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Traveling, hiking, working with kids, or have limited mobility? When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
Moving a person can put a strain on your back and neck and put a patient at risk. Caregivers and health professionals risk injury moving people from one surface to another. That's where Beezy Premium Transfer Systems reduce the risk of injury and allow you to transfer patients up to 400 pounds. Visit BeezyBoards.com. Thanks to Beezy, it's so easy. When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% of antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
We're back with more from Cleaner on the Go Radio. Here's your host, Linda Pavick.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cleaner on the Go Radio. As we were leaving, I asked the question, what the heck is smelting? And I think Sandra, our special guest, has found out what it meant. So I can't wait to hear the description of what's going on with this smelting thing.
Well, it's pretty cool. And, you know, once I explain it to you, I think everybody will have an image in their head of these like big hot cauldrons of liquid metal and they're pouring them out and things are sparking. And smelting is the process where you heat up the ore. So you take the ore out of the earth, you heat it up, and then the metal melts. And so that way you can extract the metal, you can pour off the metal, and then the rock is left behind. And you can use this not only for silver, iron, and other base metals, but it's the way that you extract copper, the ore, from the rest of the rock.
Wow, smelting. Wow, I thought that was like a fishing.
Right? I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Because it sounds like the fish, what are they? Aren't they called smelt?
Yeah.
That don't know what we're talking about. We do a lot of smelting up here in the north for smelt. Mm-hmm. It's a fishing.
It's a little minnow.
So where is copper found and why?
Copper is found in free metallic state in nature. It is called native copper. It is found throughout the world as a primary mineral and
in basaltic lavas.
Yeah, the greatest known deposit of copper is in porphyries. I don't know how to pronounce that. Formed by volcanic activity in the Chilean Andean Mountains. Wow, I did not know.
Well, Chile is the largest producer of copper, so that makes sense. And native copper is kind of an interesting term because, like it says, that's a free metallic state that copper is found in nature. Obviously, when we buy our copper, we buy 99.9% copper. So we're as close as you can get to pure copper, and that's what we use in Copper Touch. And so it's important to know that our copper comes in sheets that we then,
form it into
it into our bar of soap and form it into our coin.
Right. And that word is porphyries, P-O-R-P-H-Y-R-I-E-S. That was what that word was. I mispronounced, so sorry about that out there. How much copper is left in the world? Well, I didn't think we should have more, I do believe.
And we had already covered that in an earlier one where it was 500,000 million tons are left in the world. So we're good for a while.
Well, and it's interesting, guys, because, you look at copper. Like, I went and looked up native copper, what it looks like. You could literally walk right over it and never even know it. It kind of just looks like a chunky reddish piece. It's jagged. It's got like sharp edges, but you could go kick a chunk of copper and not even know it. Like, I was really surprised at just how ordinary it looks until, you think of how shiny our Copper Touch bars are and how pretty a clean penny is. And, who would ever think that these little just chunks of dirt with some red in it could create such beauty?
So just think of in ancient times when they discovered it, what they went through, because they didn't have all of the great technology we have now to smelt it and mine it and do all these things that we've been talking about. Yeah. So think of what they went through in order to create the weapons and the utensils and drinking vessels and things that they did.
Yeah, that is amazing. That is amazing. How common is copper on Earth?
Well, the greatest thing about copper, it's 100% recyclable material. And so if you are one that is very concerned, as I think most of us are, about nature and keeping the earth clean and healthy, copper is your element.
Wow. That's great. So it's great for the environment then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How much copper does the U.S. import?
Whoa, imports of copper in the United States averages 317.70 million from 1989 until 2020. Wow, reaching an all-time high of 983.67 million in September of 2006.
And that would be tons that you're talking about.
Yeah, yep. And a record low of 81.38 million in December of 1991. So U.S. really imports a lot of copper.
What that tells you when you look at that is that in the early 90s, we stopped using copper.
Yeah.
And they were using a lot of copper. I know in the 70s and 80s, when I was researching the medical industry, they were starting to put copper on light switches and different places in hospitals, and then they put a stop to it because of the cost of it.
Yeah, so copper is pretty expensive to outfit a whole hospital, I would imagine, right?
More expensive than using stainless steel and other.
But just imagine if you use the copper in the hospitals, and I guess they'd run out of business because everybody wouldn't be getting any sick.
You know what is, interesting, too, guys, is – I was, while you guys were talking about, you know, the tonnage and stuff like that, I looked up early smelting practices, and I found out that they've been smelting copper for 60 centuries. Like, that's how long it goes back to extracting copper for use in our society. So it shouldn't be any surprise to people that copper is useful, has all these great benefits. Like, you know, the debate of whether copper is good for you or not has been answered by 60 centuries of extraction.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
So 600 years, basically, yeah, is what you're saying?
60 times 100.
Yeah.
Oh, 6,000 years.
6,000 years. Yeah. Like, they've gone back to 2,500 years before the birth of Christ, and they found these furnaces and these clay pots that have trace elements of copper and iron and all these different things that they used to extract from, you know, like ancient bronzes. And so we've known copper is important to us for 6,000 years.
Wow, that is amazing. That's a long time that copper's been around.
Yeah. Right.
Because I know that when we were covering who discovered copper, when we had talked about that in a previous show, we had talked about copper as early as 9,000 BC. So I think what Sandra's talking about makes sense.
Wow.
It's been found and used, and we probably don't know. We probably haven't found all of the evidence of how early copper was being used.
Yeah, it says right here. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
5,000, 6,000 years ago. Wow.
Absolutely.
Right, and the Romans knew it because they made, you know, they made copper vessels, copper plates, copper bowls. I mean, they used to make these big cakes that were 50 pounds a piece, and that's how they transported the copper. Can you imagine that? What a workout that would be.
Oh,
well,
amazing.
Imagine how healthy those people are.
I mean, it's a big Roman soldier carrying all this copper.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, when I was in Bath in Great Britain and I took the tour, one of the things that they were doing a dig, and I was actually watching them do a dig, almost everything they were bringing up were copper weapons or vessels or utensils. Almost everything.
Artifacts, all that?
All of it.
Wow, was copper.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. So there you go, guys. There's how long copper has been around in our world. 5,000 to 6,000 years. Wow.
That we know of.
That
probably
we know
earlier.
Of, yeah. That we, yeah, right. So don't forget now, you guys, we have a very special announcement coming your way. So you got to keep tuning us in at Cleaner on the Go Radio to listen to this very special announcement that deals with a lot of, Linda, a lot of
science. And we'll post everything.
Yeah.
We'll post everything on our website.
Yep.
On coppertouch.com as well.
Yep. And it's going to be really, it's like I said, it's breaking news. So as they say in the news world, so it's really going to be great news for everybody out there. Important news, especially in this day and age. So,
and we had talked earlier that our Copper Touch products are made from 99.9% copper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as close to pure copper as you can get.
Yep.
And keep in mind that copper is a really soft metal,
yep,
which is why brass and bronze are infused in a lot of copper items, just to make it harder so there's not the denting. So with our Copper Touch products, you may see, if you drop them on the floor or on a hard surface, you may see that it will dent. It doesn't harm the nature of it. Copper will always be antimicrobial, whether it's dented or chipped or scraped or whatever happens to it. It never loses its antimicrobial properties. We just chose to keep ours as pure of copper as we possibly could.
The only way that Copper Touch is not going to be used is if you lose it and someone else uses it. So.
Right. And that's the beauty of it. It's a lifetime product.
Yeah.
You buy one, and as long as you don't lose it, it never needs batteries. It doesn't need charging. It doesn't need accessories.
Right.
You know, you may want to polish it once in a while because it does naturally tarnish.
Right. Well, it just goes to show you that our products here at coppertouch.com are one and only products out there that do the job that soap and water do. But again, if you're not around soap and water, this product is the product to go to. So
I agree. And we have a lot of customers that use Copper Touch and that are very happy using it. I know it's a hard sell. And Sandra, before we close out the show, you may want to comment on this because I know you're an avid user. But I know it's hard to understand. You're going to use a copper disc and you're going to rub your hands on it for 60 seconds and it's going to do what a liquid hand sanitizer does. But believe me, it really does, and it may even do it better.
Absolutely, because you don't dry out your skin. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that I have living in the Southern California desert is anything I put on my skin or my kids' hands that dries it out, you know, we have to be limited in that. And so, and honestly, this copper bar is not difficult. If you can't figure this out, then, you know, I'm sorry for you. I mean, you literally use it like a bar of soap.
Well, yeah, that is true. And it's like you said, it's natural that people will know as soon as they get it, that they'll know how to use it. I mean, just read the instructions. Don't forget, though, you got to cover your whole hand while you're using this bar. And it also in between the fingers and everything. So please, please give us a call here at coppertouch.com. Our number is 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. That's 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. And I can't stress it enough. You guys have to come back and keep on listening because that bombshell news is coming very shortly. And it's going to be very important in this day and age that you guys get this information.
So, I agree, Paul. I think people are going to be really excited when they hear about it.
So I want to thank all you listeners out there for listening. And thanks a lot for listening to Cleaner on the Go Radio. I'm Paul Frazier with Linda Pavick. And we're powered by Copper Touch, a lifetime of germ protection, because you're cleaner on the go with Copper Touch. We'll see you next time on Cleaner on the Go Radio.
Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Copper Touch, thanks you for listening. For more information, go to www.coppertouch.com. And here's to your great health.
You disconnect and leave us here and we can have our conversation. Let me look up, Linda, I can tell you.